you, you bastard! How goddamn you dare to bring me to your palace out here! I'll kill you for this!
I brought you here through sorcery!
My powers are gone! I tried to turn you into a toad, but I couldn't! Oh, yes. No!
Yes! Here, you have no powers. See, I have sorcery. Some more subtle art than science, you'll find. And as for my name, Kang will do. With my slit eyes.
You dirty! I don't care if your name's Chang, or if you're, or... Well, I don't care what your name is.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Now, freeze!
I'm frozen!
Yes. I have a demand to make of you. At the foot of a mountain, many miles from here, there lies the fabled Spectre of the Sun, a mystic device possessing powers unmatched anywhere in the universe! I'm not mad. Many of the most capable warriors have gone in search of the Spectre. Of the Skeptra. Sorry about that. Mispronunciation. None of them have returned. The many perils that lie that dark path have seen to that!
But why is the scepter so important to you?
Why? Why? War, that's why! A war that has ravaged my land for many, 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 many years. That's a lot of years, Oscar. A war I'm losing! Oh, God!
But how can I help you? How can I help you? I, Richardson, the Hexer. Those powers mean nothing in this land. You take away my powers, you dirty bastard!
Yes, I'm losing due to the sorcerer Exandu. That is why I summoned you here. My people and I have become virtual prisoners, living under the threat of the shadow of impending doom. Come observe the result of Exandu's spell. Behold the sword in the sky.
Suffering stars, a great flaming sword hanging suspended over the city.
Yes, a mystic weapon that renders me helpless. For if I make the slightest aggressive move, Exandu will drop the sword and totally destroy my city. Only the Skeptra has power enough to rid me of the sword! Without sacrificing the city. And me, of course, I want to live. Sacrificing my city and you, Richardson, are going to fetch it for me.
Let me see if I have this straight. You want me, the great Richardson, the great Hexer, to go get this scepter so that you can get rid of this goddamn sword that's hanging over your city. Well, I won't do it, blast you!
Well, then you'll be a toad forever! Boop. Boop. So, Mr. Richardson, how do you like being a toad?
Oh, it was horrible. Looks like you pulled a ringer in on me.
Yes, now either you become my agent and get the Skeptra, or else you'll be a frog forever. And we wouldn't want that, would we, Mr. Richardson?
Well, Mr. Richardson?
Oh, you bastard. Well, I'll do it for you. I don't want to be any goddamn toad. But just remember that I...
Splendid! I knew you'd see things my way. Meet Marla. Marla the Beautiful. She shall serve as your guide on your journey to the mountains. Good luck.
Hello, I'm Marla the Beautiful.
Hello. What the... You damn bastard.
Bitch is the proper term, you bastard.
Well, you damn bitch. Go to hell. I don't need your...
A warm, musty breeze.
I don't need your goddamn help.
Drifts down the rocky canyon, a siren call leading two weary travelers toward the hidden sanctuary of the Skeptre of the Sun.
How much farther to the Skeptre, Marla?
We've miles yet to go, Mr. Richardson.
One tread softly on this grim path.
Grim path, my eye. I haven't seen anything on this trip dangerous enough to make... to harm a net. We're...
No! By my, there's a feeling something in the air.
Do you, don't you sense it? Why, look, the stone cliff walls are moving.
They're shifting, molding themselves into a different form.
Why, they're becoming rock giants with the giant clubs, and they're coming towards us.
Rock monsters, oh no. I've got to get out of here.
Noble adventurers race across the rocky terrain as a great granite battle mace falls from a shadowed sky, shattering the earth with its impact! The duo quickly scales the granite facade, clambering into a small crevice just beyond the giant's reach.
Into the small cave just beyond their reach.
We kill you!
I'll knock this fellow over, and he'll fall in turn upon his fellow.
Watch out what you do!
Don't worry. Here I go. I'm kicking him over.
You did it!
Thank you. I'm kissing.
Ingenious, Richardson! You used a giant's own strength to defeat them.
Yes. Now, we'd better get on. We'd better continue on our rocky path. Tell me, Morla, how much do you know of Chang? Where does he come from? How does he get his powers?
Please, Mr. Richardson, the air has ears. There's much about Chang we have not learned. He came amongst us on a rose, down from the dark mountains to the south. We believe he's a southerner. We had been a quiet, peaceful people, but Chang changed all that. His vast mystic powers twisted us, bent us to his will. In a short while, he had made himself a king, and there was nobody strong enough to stop him. He drinks and is merry whenever he feels like it.
Oh, how terrible. I wish I could free your people, but he pulled the ringers on me, so I can't do anything. I'm sorry.
He must have some weak point, some crack in his what?
What? Defend yourself! We're under attack!
What? Those aren't enemies! Those are the good men!
They are the ones who oppose Chang's rule, and here comes the leader of the good men!
Wow!
It is the Ringer of the Mountains!
The Ringer of the Mountains.
He rings bells every night.
So that's the ring he pulled on us. I should have known.
You should have indeed. Maybe he'll help us get the Scepter of the Sun.
Yes, let's go find this Ringer of the Mountains.
Look, that cave. It's the Scepter of the Sun.
We found the Scepter of the Sun. But
watch out! We may have found the Scepter, but something else has found us.
A huge robot guardian. No wonder nobody ever returned from here.
You have the scepter? I suggest you analyze it. It's a good thing you grabbed it, so use it. Use it now.
All right.
Richardson quickly aims the mystic rod at the lumbering robot, but there's something wrong. What is it?
My scepter doesn't work. I fear it as much. Well, you distract the attention of the mechanoid, and I've devised a plan that requires complete freedom. Just a moment.
And moments later,
your father flew a space drill.
Keep it up, boys. My timing must be perfect. The robot is right under me now.
Richardson had scrambled up the hillside and is on top of a mountain about to jump on the mechanoid. The magician hurls the short span and climbs on the robot's back.
Phase one completed. Now I must rip out the correct wires before the robot swats me off its back.
Richardson's sinews stretch and strain. There is the sound of torture and metal and
done! Now to get out before it's too late!
Bolts of electricity crackle about the robot's huge form as it crashes to the ground.
It appears I made the proper choice.
Yes! You did it! You did it!
Why wouldn't the scepter work? There must be a secret way to operate it.
Well, we'll have to ask that ringer-pulling wizard.
And back at Chang's palace.
Ah! Mr. Richardson, I've been expecting you.
Why?
Why, Ringer! Is it you? It's been such a long time. How's the revolution business, Ringer?
Chang, we're back for some answers.
Hold your tongue, Chang! Oh!
Really?
Really? What are you going to do? Haven't you learned better by now? Well, he's been turned into a toad! Good Lord!
A toad? The ringer's been turned into a toad.
The same fate awaits anyone else who raises a hand against me. Would you all like to be toads?
But why? What's the purpose of this machine? Well, what are you doing?
My empire will cover the world. All will die. And now, as for you, my giant gorilla will take care of you. I turned Marla into a giant gorilla.
What can I do? If I kill the gorilla, I will have killed Marla. What can I do?
Try breaking the scepter. It might be the key to Chang's power.
Good idea.
Blender. No! You broke the scepter!
My source of power!
Now I can't stop you from using your axes anymore! And I don't have any! Keep away from me!
Hey, oh, okay. Mr. Toad! No! The king was really in Xanadu.
But Xanadu was the evil magician. Who was the ringer then?
The ringer was Xanadu's brother, whom he imprisoned in the mountains before he dethroned him. Then he became the king of the city. But before the ringer was imprisoned in the mountains, he cast a spell on the city. The spell of the sword in the sky, which could only be broken by the scepter. Xanadu lived in complete fear of his life and the life of his people. That's why he feared the sword in the sky, because at any moment, the ringer's will might drop, and with it, the sword.
Well, Mr. Richardson, without you to foil this evil plot, we would all be dead now, or frogs.
That's true. You owe me a lot.
Mr. Richardson, I hope you'll stay here. I've never met a man like you before.
No thanks. No thanks at all.
But why, Mr. Richardson? Why won't you stay here with me?
Because nobody loves a hex.
Sandy Beach. Directed by Foggy London. International presentation.